Again, if you're all comfortable, settled, let yourself relax. We need to let our bodies settle down, relax. And so we're just going to check on our bodies, beginning with our feet. You bring your attention to your feet as you breathe in, squeeze them. As you breathe out, relax your feet, wiggle them, let them settle. As you breathe in, move up to your legs, your calves, just tense them. As you breathe out, let them relax and let them fall. Let them drop. Let them be heavy and settled. And work your way up your body. As you breathe in, you tense your buttocks. As you breathe out, you let them relax. Let your body settle, become heavy. And as you breathe in, feel your chest. As you breathe out, feel it fall, feel it relax, feel your body become heavy on the floor or the chair. As you breathe in, squeeze your fingers. As you breathe out, let your hands open, your fingers fall, let yourself relax. As you breathe in, tense your face, squeeze your eyes and your cheeks, screw the face up, and then as you breathe out, let it relax. Let your body feel heavy on the floor or the chair, let yourself feel settled, and your breathing come gently. Just breathe in and breathe out. Let your body become heavy and your breathing become settled. In front of you, you can see trees and leaves. You are sitting on a log. In a wood, a brown mud path just in front of you beckons you onwards, and you stand slowly and begin to walk, brushing past the trees as you go, water on the leaves dropping onto your face, onto your cheek. You notice your feet are bare. And the earth feels soft and lush. The earth beneath your feet feels soft and lush as you walk through the woods. You come out into a green plain. The woods have ended, and in front of you an openness, in the midst of which stands a building. The temple of Malkuth. Above you, blue skies, white clouds. To your side, the sound of birds, running water. You begin to walk forwards towards the temple of Malkuth. You begin to walk across the grass, feeling the earth beneath your feet. Feeling comfortable and secure and at home in this space as you walk towards the temple of Malkuth. You can see the four steps that lead up to the doorway to the temple now. You begin to approach the four steps and you wait the bottom and pause, close your eyes and beckon the God name of this space. Welcome them. Sandalphon. And you let them brush past you before you open your eyes and walk up the steps to the platform that stands in front of the door to the Temple of Malkuth. You notice, as always, above the door the motto, "Know Thyself," and are pleased once more to be here. You push the door open and see immediately the black and white tiles of the floor. As you step onto the tiles, the Ashim brush past you, flickering fireflies in the air, warm breath on your cheek. The door slips shut behind you, and in front you see the young woman crowned and throned. In front of her, a double-cubed black altar. You walk towards the altar. The young woman smiles in recognition and you acknowledge her. You stand in front of the altar, place your hands on the black cube, and look into the face of the young woman who sits on her throne. She stands up and walks towards you, places her hands on top of yours on the altar. You feel a love and warmth. You feel the need to move on, and she steps sideways and takes you towards the back of the temple where there are three doors. You go to the middle door. Above the door in Roman numerals are the letters, the numbers XXI. This is the path of Tao. Path of the world, the path that leads to Yesod. The young woman opens the door for you, stands back, and you look into a black space. And you step forwards when ready. Feel the door shut behind you. You stand for a while in the darkness until your eyes begin to see that you stand in an alley, some back alley in a town or a city. You can hear the activity of the streets in front of you. You can begin to see now the lights and the people moving at the end of the alley. You walk forwards. You walk towards the end of the alley and pause. You look around and there are all sorts of people moving backwards and forwards, slowly, fast, up and down the street. Vehicles of some peculiar nature come and go. You turn right onto the street and begin to walk. People brush past you, but it is easy, it is comfortable, it is your space. You can walk like you own the street, and you do. Calmly and gently, you make your way along. There are buildings on each side, and you can only make out small features of them. They are varied, jumbled together. You begin to approach a crossroads. There are street lights here, and people hustling and bustling past. And across the road, you can see a green light from a shop that's a basement. You've been here before, you know, and you recognize it. And when there's a moment free, you cross the street to the basement shop, going down the few steps to the doorway, pushing open the door of the shop and hearing the bell ring, stepping inside, dry, slightly musty, smells not unpleasant but distinct. Someone behind the counter, shelves full of objects, and a dim light surrounding everything. You go to the left to a shelf where there are a series of boxes. You begin to run your finger over the boxes. Your finger touches a smooth black box. Let your fingers rest on the box. Put your hand around it. It fits just right into your hand. You look at the man behind the counter and he gestures for you to take it, which you do. You smile at him, place it in a pocket, and make your way out of the shop into the noise of the street again, the hustle, up the steps into the business and busyness of the street. You turn right and begin to walk. And on your left you see the building that you've been looking for. It looks like a tall church. Steps leading up to the main doorway. You cross and make your way up the steps. Push the door open and step into a large open room, carpeted, lush carpet, sofas at the edge of the wall. Almost nobody in here, two or three people sitting on some of the sofas. It's warm and there's a rich light. You take a moment and you close your eyes and you put your hands by your side and you feel the box in your pocket. You feel aware of your body in this space, in this lush room. And you open your eyes and begin to walk towards the end of the room where the door waits for you to enter. You reach it and above the doorway, the sign for Yes Odd. You know you're making good progress. You push the door and step through into a beech wood, the ground bare, the trees tall, the wind comes by your face and your body and you have that sense of being outside here. And then you notice the young man walking towards you, completely naked. He greets you, offers his hand, which you take, and he leads you through the trees towards a pool of water, strangely coloured. The young man turns you towards him, takes your shoulders and turns you. And you begin to take off your clothes. He offers you a pair of sandals, leather, simple sandals. And when you're naked, you put the sandals on. You take the box, hold it in your hand, clasp it with both hands. The young man leans forward and kisses you on the forehead, and you turn and step into the pool of water. One step, two steps, it's coming up to your waist. You step forward again, it's to your chest. You hold the box. It gives you certainty. You step forward once more and the water comes to your mouth and your nose, and you slip under the water. And then you breathe and feel comfortable as you begin to sink. You begin to sink, slowly going down. Slowly you can feel yourself going down. Your eyes can make out a slightly purple haze all around you. You can see the liquid moving slowly and thick as you go down, as you slip further down. You begin to see shapes, triangles and squares, cubes and spheres forming in the liquid. They form and then they disappear. And you slide further down, sinking, gently sinking. And now other shapes are beginning to appear, objects that you recognize. They seem to just pop into existence and then slip out again. And you feel the box in your hands as you sink. As you sink. As you sink. Your feet now rest. You stopped moving. Around you, there is a purple light. You can feel a pressure on your body. It's not unpleasant, but it's all there, all around you. You step forward and feel a slight resistance. You move slowly forwards. You can feel the purple liquid passing your body as you move. You move slowly forwards. In front of you, you see a small hill, a mound. When you reach the bottom of the mound, you kneel down. And you press the box to the ground. You bend your head and you rest your forehead on the box. As you rest your forehead on the box, your hands pull apart and the box opens. In front of you, you have an open box with three cards blank apart from a letter, a shape. You can only see the one on top. You pick it up and take it out. You place it just above the box on the ground. You take the next card, place it to the left. You take the next card and you place it to the right. You take the box and the lid. You put them behind you, one piece on the left, one piece on the right. You look at the cards. You look at the letters, the shapes on these cards. You look at the one in the middle. You stare and concentrate on the card in the middle. You reach forward and turn it over. The back is blank and plain. You look at the card on the left. You stare. You concentrate on the card on the left. You reach forward, turn it over. Have the blank surface of the back. And now turn your attention to the card on the right. You see the shape. You can make it out through this liquid. You stare and concentrate at this shape. You turn the card over so that its blank back shows. You sit there for a moment, and then in front of you, you see a slight disturbance in the liquid or the air or the ether that surrounds you. About your face height, you can begin to see something. You relax and you breathe deeply. And as you do, you think you can see a face. A face forms from nothing in front of you. Now it slips back, disappearing. Reach forward, put the three cards together. Take the box from the right and left behind you. The cards in the box. Hold the box in both the hands and close your eyes. And as you do, you can feel the liquid air or ether surrounding you and moving around you. Everything is rich and warm. All you can feel is the box in your hands. All you can feel is that box in your hands. All you can feel is that box in your hands. As you slowly open your eyes and see the black and white tiles of Malkuth, where you sit, naked. You notice that you're naked, sitting on the black and white tiles of the Temple of Malkuth. And behind you, the young woman stands. You can feel her legs against your back, and she strokes your hair. And you feel yourself there in the Temple of Malkuth. You can see the Ashim brushing past you. They feel like warm breaths. And you stand holding the box in your hands. You place the box on the altar as you get dressed. You take the box. The young woman, now sitting back on her throne, smiles at her. You bow your head. You smile back and turn round and make your way towards the door of the Temple of Malkuth. As you reach the door, you look back once more at the young woman crowned and throned. And then you open the door of the Temple of Malkuth, step through into the warm air, make your way down the steps, down the four steps and onto the grass, and across the plain you walk towards the woods, You begin to reach the woods, and you walk inside, and you walk, and you walk, as you come back to the space from where you started, as you come back to the space you began, as you come back to this room, and this space, as you come back to here and now, in this space and this room. This space and this room.